Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
U.S. continues airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. President Obama says world must be more prepared for Ebola-like outbreaks. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. American fighter jets, drones, and other aircraft Iraq and Syria Friday, as Britain, Denmark, and Belgium joined the U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said Friday that more than 200 airstrikes had been conducted in Iraq this week and 43 in Syria.
This week has been an important week for the U.S. and our coalition forces.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said Friday the military campaign is an Iraq-first strategy, but not an Iraq-only strategy. He said the strikes in Syria show Islamic State fighters they have no safe haven. Dempsey added it's too soon to tell whether key leaders of the Islamic State or al-Qaeda-linked Khorasan group have been killed. He said intelligence analysts will be monitoring intelligence and social media to find out. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for greater readiness to handle biological threats like the deadly Ebola outbreak that continues to spread paralyzing fear and desperation across West Africa. The president speaking Friday in Washington to health and security envoys from more than 40 countries and organizations touted a strategy he described as prevent, detect, and respond. Also Friday, the world new data showing the Ebola death toll in West Africa has surpassed 3,000. A WHO statement said the new death toll includes more than 150 deaths in Liberia. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani expressed skepticism Friday that U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria could crush Islamic State militants. From New York, VOA's Marco Bashir filed this report.
Mr. Rouhani said the violence of terrorist groups has nothing to do with Islam and that the flow of fighters, funding, and other resources must be cut off to them. But he questioned whether targeted airstrikes or even soldiers on the ground could accomplish that. Mr. Rouhani said all terrorists are bad and must be condemned. But then he said he was amazed when a reporter asked if that included militants from the Iranian-supported Lebanese Shiite militant group Hezbollah or Palestinian Hamas fighters. He said those groups are not terrorists, but legitimate resistance fighters. The United States has designated both Hamas and Hezbollah as terrorist organizations. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
The United States has rejected a speech given by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas at the United Nations Friday, saying it included offensive characterizations. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Mr. Abbas was demanding a firm timetable for an Israeli withdrawal from occupied Palestinian lands. In doing so, he accused Israel of war crimes during the recent conflict with the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. A new report finds growing numbers of people fleeing war in the Middle East and other conflict zones are heading for industrialized countries in search of asylum. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency reports indications are that as many as 700,000 claims could be lodged by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Nadine Edwards says this would be the highest total number of people seeking asylum in industrialized countries in 20 years.
The findings show that clearly more war equals more people needing asylum. Syrians, Iraqis, Afghans, Eritreans are the four leading nationalities of people needing asylum.
The UN agency reports asylum claims in industrialized countries between January and June were 24% higher than during the same period last year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents have stormed a province near the capital, killing dozens of people over the past week. Insurgents included at least 12 beheadings in the Ghazni province, 200 kilometers from Kabul. Riot police in Hong Kong used pepper spray 150 student protesters who forced their way into government headquarters overnight. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
in Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
As chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I've sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up this building where you're standing. You can leave in a taxi. If you can't get a taxi, you can leave in a huff. If that's too soon, you can leave in a minute and a huff. You know, you haven't stopped talking since I came here. You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph, Neve.
You to be free. Remember, there's nothing like liberty, except Collier's in the Saturday Evening Post. Be free, my friends, one for all and all for me, and me for you, and three for five, and six for a quarter.
Time. started with the Kinks' 11th single, A Well-Respected Man, written by the amazing Ray Davies and produced by the amazing Shel Talmy. The MC5, Shaking Street, from their second album, Back in the USA, 1970, written and sung by Fred Smith and produced by John Landau. Very cool, underappreciated stuff at the time. And Fat Girls Dance was Nils Lofgren from his new box set, Face the Music. If you only buy one box set this year, make it that one. Get it from NilsLofgren.com. Available right now. The greatest Temptations song that was not a hit, You're Not an Ordinary Girl, written by Lots of Miracles and produced by Smokey Robinson. Incredible, don't you think? And from The Who's very best album, their very first, Circles, once again produced by Shel Talmy. Yeah, he's having a good night, isn't he? And do you have anything to add to that, Margaret?
I want you to hold me. Oh, hold me closer. Closer. Closer.
If I hold you any closer, I'll be in back of you.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the hoose cow hidden.
If we choose to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place, he didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it.
Welcome back. The Underground Garage, salute to guitar slinger Groucho Marx. Let's hear him talk about those early vaudeville days.
When I played the Palace Theater in New York for the first time, I wore a mustache. And the next week, I was playing the Fifth Avenue Theater in New York, and we had had dinner on 28th Street. And we ate leisurely and got back to the theater just as our curtain music started. I didn't have time to paste on the mustache, so I took some black grease paint that was laying there, and I went on the stage. So Manager Quinn, a fiery Irishman, he came backstage. He says, what the hell's the idea of that? You didn't have the mustache. You just painted a streak here. He says, I saw you last week at the Palace, and you had on a regular mustache, and I'm paying you the same salary they paid you at the Palace, and I want the same mustache. Well, there were four of us and only one of him, so we got the laughs, didn't it? That's all you're interested in. So from that time on, I painted on the mustache.
Yeah, whether it's 70 years ago or 70 minutes ago, promoters are a pain in the ass, baby. He's a trip, though, isn't he? I tell you what, you watch Duck Soup and you will feel high. I guarantee you that. Drug-free.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Plainfield, New Jersey. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Doughboys.
Trying to fool the public, but when it comes down baby, if there's a smile upon my face. Well, don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. And don't let this smile I wear make me think that I just don't care. I got to use a smile when there's no one around. Oh, baby. A queen, a criminal, a snake. St. Valentine burned at the stake. A bloody lamp, radiation blues. Sweet death is quick, but no, not you. You dig it when I suffer. 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 Staple of my insides, honey. Metallic.
Reader, this is SpongeBob SquarePants, and you are treating your ear holes to the coolest DJ on this big blue marble we call planet Earth, Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
The party of the second part should be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
Well, I don't know about that.
Now what's the matter?
I don't like it, the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home till around 4 a.m. I was blind for 3 days.
Sunup is the worst horse on the track.
I notice he wins all the time.
Just because he comes in first.
Well, I don't want him any better than first. $2 on Sunup.
Hey, boss, come here. Come here. Suppose you bet on Sunup. What are you going to get for your money? 2-1. $1 and you remember me all your life.
That's the most nauseating proposition I ever had.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty, pretty little angel eyes.
Angel eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little. Set with our coolest song in the world this week, Tears of a Clown from the Doughboys. They're becoming the cover kings, aren't they? They've just been doing a great job doing that garage thing. That's the real archetype garage thing. White boys trying to make black music and failing gloriously. That's what the best of us do. And nobody's doing it better than the Doughboys. Let's face it. Of course, the last one was covering some white guys, but they made it black, though. Which was, you know, the other way to go. It's, you know, it wasn't quite Otis Redding doing Day Tripper or Satisfaction, but, you know, it was cool. Gar Francis, Mikey Caruso, Richard Heyman and Mike Scavone are the Doughboys, and Smokey Robinson wrote that with Hank Crosby and Stevie Wonder way back, I don't know, 65 or so. I remember Berry Gordy held the Miracles version for like a year. Can you imagine holding that classic record for like a year on the shelf because he just thought it was too weird? it was just a little bit, even from O-Town, it was just a little bit, you know, too creative. I don't know. Listen to it now, and it sounds pretty typical, classic Motown. But, yeah, he held that record up for a while. The Doughboys, on the other hand, did not. They cut it yesterday, and it's on the radio today. That's how we do things around here. St. Valentine was John and Brittany. The new EP is Stories to Be Told. Will be coming shortly. John and Brittany writing and producing. Get it from johnbrittany.com.
And from the fabulous Cameo Parkway family came Dee Dee Sharp, Mashed Potato Time. They had all the dance records. Everything that Rufus Thomas didn't have, Cameo Parkway had. Produced by Cal Mann and Bernie Lowe. And the Orlons are doing the background vocals. Yeah.
So Easy Rider from the Bayonets. They finally put out the album, Crash Boom Bang. Go get it, because it's obviously full of hits. Hits in our sense of the word. 30 years ago, it would have been full of hits. In the parallel universe where we live, it's full of hits. We don't care about that stupid reality stuff. Get it from thebayonets.com.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes, the great Curtis Lee, backed by the Halos, written by Tommy Boyce and Curtis Lee, and produced by Phil Spector. 1961 for the Dunes label, out of Yuma, Arizona, Curtis Lee. And Groucho, anything to add?
Take a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclose fine check for $500, yours very truly, send it off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You do, and I'll fire you.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
My best friend. What's your name again?
Loophole.
Glad to know you.
It's your pleasure. Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900. Marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais! Jubari!
Gabo!
Rolled into one.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
You are in the underground garage, and whatever it is, we're against it. We're going to take a break for a minute from our underground garage salute to Groucho to salute another special brother, our freak of the week, Dewey Phillips. He was one of a handful of the most important DJs that ever lived. He worked in Memphis and was probably the wildest cat ever on the radio. He had a nonstop rap going 100 miles an hour. He'd sing along with the records, repeat them when he liked them. He would repeat sections of songs he liked, an intro or whatever. He played black artists along with white artists when nobody was doing that in the South. Did his own commercials, got all the names wrong, he'd stumble through it. Sponsors didn't care. And ended all with, "Tell him Phillips sent you." The first man to play Elvis Presley, he broke him wide open. Jerry Lee Lewis broke him. He was the rockabilly wild man those artists would emulate. He called his show Red Hot and Blue. Let's just hear a little taste.
You got an old furniture around the house. Maybe you get a divorce, you know, or you're moving or whatever happened, you know, and you need to sell your furniture. Just call them Jackson 55070, and they'll be glad to come out there and buy your furniture. Or maybe you just want to trade in for brand new. It doesn't make any difference. Now, 310 South Main Street, they have a complete line of modern bedroom suits and living room suits. Living room suits complete with table lamps and one package price, and you save up to $50. New 7-piece living room group. For only $15 down plus 2 table lamps, absolutely free. Low weekly payments and monthly payments, any way you want to do it. New 7-piece modern bookcase bedroom suits for only $15 down plus 2 table lamps, absolutely free. Now, there's no can charges, no interest at all. I mean, man, when you go down there, you save nothing but money and get nothing but the best. They got a whole basement full of good used furniture. Now, it's getting summertime, you know. Maybe you want to buy some lawn furniture. I mean, man, they've got it. Whether it's brand new or good used, just go on down and get you a wheelbar load of, get you a wheelbar load of Mad Dogs. Run them through the front door and tell them Phillip sent you from Red Hot and Blue. What do you want, fella?
Is the stork flying over your house?
Oh, get out of here, Red Skelton. We got Blip Blop.
Uh-huh. You see? Thought I was wild. That's my man.
Baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And I'll be, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play with you. All in the house, yeah. Baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play with the house so we can act like we did before. But come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play out with you. Hit it. Yeah.
than to be with another man. And I love you, baby, come back, baby, go. Come back, baby, go. Come back, maybe I won't play out with you. Baby, come back, baby. I want to play house with you.
But, Professor,
whatever you say is a lie. He's only a shell of his former self, which nobody can deny.
Whoopee!
I tell you, you're ruining that boy. You're ruining him. Did my son tell you you had beautiful eyes?
Why, yes.
Told me that, too. Tells that to everyone he meets. Oh, I love sitting on your lap. I could sit here all day if you didn't stand up.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. It will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one, I'm a one. The one they call the seventh son. Words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son.
she hugged was the person that she loved the most. Nobody noticed I was down on the rug. I'm getting better at becoming a ghost.
Coconut Manor, and when the crowd gathers around, I want you to mingle with them. Don't pick their pockets, just mingle with them.
I'll find time for both.
Now I know you, baby. Now I know you, baby.
Cowboy Jack Lemmon, Sun Records producer, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, playing the coolest songs ever made.
Just out of school, I'm a feeling real cool. I got the jump, got the jive, got the midget jumping live. I'm a wife, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, I'm gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you come with my style, I'm a real wild child. I'm on, baby, shake all night long. I shake till I feel to come home from the bone, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep a shaking, gonna keep a moving, baby. Don't you cramp my stock, and I'm a real wild child. Yeah! Yeah, I'm gonna pick up the up in my 88. Get that ship, and don't be late. We're gonna move it all night long. Yeah. Oh, a lot of shaking on me. Keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Whoa! Yeah, I really keep it moving when the sun goes down. All the after dark, I can get around. Gonna move all around, maybe give a hop. Women start to bob and I say, okay, stop, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child, watch out.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party, I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two, I'll stay the summer through, but I am telling you, I must be going.
We started that set with Elvis Presley, with Scotty and Bill, as it said on the vinyl 45, fourth of his five singles on Sun Records that would define rockabilly. Maybe Let's Play House, written by Arthur Gunter, produced and engineered by the amazing Sam Phillips, Scotty Moore, Bill Black, and DJ Fontana, the drummer that would join them soon, now all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Seventh Son, Johnny Rivers, one of Willie Dixon's 100 cool songs. Johnny Rivers, the house band at the Whiskey A Go-Go, when Elmer Valentine invented go-go girls.
Would You Fight For My Love, brand new from Jack White. The album is Lazaretto. Get it from thirdmanrecords.com.
Rack My Mind was the Yardbirds, from Roger the Engineer, otherwise known as Over Under Sideways Down. Of course, that's Jeff Beck in the band at that time, and co-produced by Paul Samuel Smith and Simon Napier Bell. And we finished our tribute to Dewey Phillips with another Memphis record, Jerry Lee Lewis, out of Faraday, Louisiana, but recorded at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios. Jerry Lee produced by Cowboy Jack Clement. Thank you, Dewey Phillips, and thank you, Marx Brothers.
To face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him little Steven sent you. They give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, that voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man!
Nice ride.
Go fuck the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment.